I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show. We are heard everywhere. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. We're heard on Sirius 217, XM 203, all the apps, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio, guys and gals, you stay healthy. Radio stations like KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas. Mark Mancini, the world's worst sports handicapper, not with us this evening. Art Source is, though, and of course, Art's the former kicker for the Rams and the Trojans of USC. Jenna Brody's written a very interesting book, a sad book, but interesting book, Sit Behind the Nets. So we'll talk to Jenna in a few right here on Sports Overnight America. Big story in sports. Rams signed their third kicker this season, Mason Crosby. Like two decades, he was in Green Bay. But they didn't call Art Source, the former kicker for the Rams. We'll talk to Art about that. I'm a little bit surprised, although Art is 126 years of age. I have to talk about Florida State in or out of the Final Four. They got to be out. You know, it's not even a question. If Alabama and Florida State right now, with Florida State down to a third-string quarterback, played on a neutral field, Alabama would be more than a touchdown favorite. Georgia would be more than a touchdown favorite. And Oregon, who's lost twice this year to Washington, they were 9.5 over Washington. They'd be more than that favorite over Florida State right now. So I don't know what the argument really is. At this point in time, you can make the argument that Georgia still belonged in, even though Alabama beat them. I don't know. But the point is, I don't think you can make an argument for Florida State. But everybody, you know, all the Seminole fans seem to be doing so. You can email us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. We can talk about that. And now the NCAA comes up with, how about if we give $30,000 to all the kids? Now, if they had done that instead of the NIL, Fred would say yes. In fact, I would say $50,000. And so the kids could go out for dinner anytime they wanted to, whatever the case might be, because they're bringing money to the schools. Now they come up with the NIL. Of course, they fired Mark Emmert for coming up with this ridiculous NIL. You can sense that Fred is again upset. Email us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Back with Sports Overnight America right after this.
Are you looking for a guilt-free holiday season? Check out 100calsnacks.com. With 100% natural ingredients and no sugar added, these snacks are low in carbs, but high in protein and fiber, and absolutely delicious. You'll get a kick out of the chocolate brownies with ashwagandha, and use code NOGUILT for 25% off your order. That's the number 100calsnacks.com. Get the energy boost you need with a potent dose of superfood for just 100 calories. That's 100calsnacks.com.
This year, Staples wants everyone to have a happy holla-deal. That's right, holla-deal. Staples holla-deals are amazing savings on hot holiday tech. Great prices on laptops, game systems, earbuds, and more. And now at Staples, you can save up to $350 on select PCs. During Staples holla-deals, it's not about the fa-la-la. It's about saving moolala. Save up to $350 on select PCs today at Staples. Ends 12/23. In-store only. See associate for details.
Wendy's Peppermint Frosty and Frosty Cream Cold Brew make the perfect gift for anyone in your life, especially for you. Yeah, this year you're sitting on your own lap and getting yourself what you want. Finally. And now every day this season, unlock 20% off your total when you get any small, medium, or large Frosty in the Wendy's app. So order something from your own wish list this year.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's with app offer and registration. Applies to menu items only. Taxes and fees excluded.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut. Just like our customer, Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricut phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile. You're on Cricut.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricut on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricut 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Sports Overnight America. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Along with Art Source, I am Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. And later, Jana Goldblum-Brody has written a great book, Sit Behind the Nets, and it has to do with what happened at Dodger Stadium just a few years ago. You can email us again at sportsfred@aol.com. And Artie, I got to ask you a question. On Sunday, last Sunday, 9 a.m. Pacific time, we're waiting for the Final Four in football, the NCAA Final Four, and Florida State doesn't make it. And I said, well, they shouldn't have made it because they're down to the third-string quarterback. And Alabama did make it. Alabama beat Georgia. Alabama would be more than a touchdown favorite against Florida State. Georgia, even though they lose to Alabama, should be in there ahead of Florida State, and Oregon lost twice to Washington would be the
in even there. Ohio State, Fred.
Ohio State probably would be ahead of Florida State. So what's the argument for Florida State? And I feel sorry for the kids.
I do
what's
too.
The argument? What's the argument?
You know, the bottom line is this. If Travis would have been healthy and made it through there, yes, they would have probably been the third or fourth team in the CFP. But there's another part of this story that nobody wants to talk about. The ACC commissioner is the one that put the Knicks on them having 8 teams this year in the college football playoff. So, I mean, they could go right across to Charlotte and say, hey, wait a minute. You know, nobody wants to talk about the elephant in the room, but that's so true. He was the one that really didn't think they were ready to make the move from 4 to 8. Now, I'm sure he had no idea that it would be the 1 year that they get left out of the, first of all, a CFP playoff with 4 teams and 5 major conferences, that makes no sense at all. I mean, come on. And then you have these guys in the room, and they're, you know, they're projecting victories, and of course you have a 6-time national champion in Nick Saban. Of course they're going to give them the nod, you know. But I mean, let's be honest, Fred. You know, Milroe has played absolutely incredible the last 6 weeks. You look at what Michigan has been able to accomplish. They're doing fantastic. You look at Texas and what Sarkisian has been able to get accomplished. They beat Alabama early in the year. I think you've got the 4 right teams. I would like to have seen Georgia and Ohio State possibly play off, or, you know, even I don't know how they could have done it. But if they had 8 teams, this would have been the perfect year for 8 teams. So I just look at it and say, hey, bottom line is you got two great matchups, one in the Rose Bowl, one in the Sugar Bowl. It's going to be exciting. And I can't wait to next year when there's a 12-team playoff. I think it's going to be fabulous.
Let's talk about fate, though. The week before, 4th and 31, they hit the touchdown. If they don't hit that touchdown, then it's really confusing.
I mean, yeah, what was Auburn? I mean, what kind of defense was that? I mean, it was ridiculous how it all worked out. And, you know, and that's the great thing about football. Look last night, Fred, in the NFL. I mean, it was crazy what happened. I mean, you know, they covered the over, which was 30.5. They hadn't had an over and under that low in the National Football League in something like 40 years. And like Al Michaels said before halftime, oh, they just hit the over, you know. And I'm like, wow. I love Al. Al was really good last night. They've been giving him a lot of guff lately, but I thought he was spot on, and I really enjoyed that telecast. They did a great job last night.
Let's talk about Thursday night's game, as you indicated. Again, the referees may have turned that game around. You played in the National Football League. I have watched it since the age of 4 or 5, okay? A center, they called a penalty against the center as Pittsburgh was punting.
Every time they snap the ball, they lift their head up look and make sure where they're going. I mean, even the kid that jumped offside, Junior Tavai, put his hands on his head. He knew he was offsides.
Yeah. Yeah, folks, well, what happened was, as indicated, the Patriots guy was offsides, but they called it on Pittsburgh, and so the whole if that would have been a first down for the Steelers, who knows? The 21-18 game could have been turned around. They certainly could have got a field goal. I mean, so the point is, who knows who'd have won that? And the interesting thing is, and you are in Pennsylvania, a lot of newspaper articles Friday and Saturday concerning the fact that. Tomlin, who's never had a losing season, they've now lost to Arizona and New England back to back. A lot of consternation. I mean, the fans went crazy on Thursday night. Your comments about that?
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Fred. You know, there may be, I mean, and Mike Tomlin has had a great career in his 17 years. And I love when they toss around he's never had a losing season. Well, he's had 5, 8, and 8 seasons. Okay. And in the last 6 years, they haven't won a playoff game. They really haven't done that well. The bottom line is, I think there could be a time when things get stale. I watched George Pickens, Deontay Johnson, and I mean, I come back from old Steeler teams like Mark Mancini, our co-host. You know, when Heinz Ward would block anybody that moved. Now, on running plays, these guys are jogging down the field. You know, even at the end of the game when they threw the interception and the ball was being fumbled around, where was George Pickens? He should have been right there, at least. You know, monitoring the situation. It really bothered me, the entitlement, the lack of, what would you call it, Fred? It's just not being a part of the game at the right point in time. You've got to be all in in a professional football game, everybody pulling in the same direction. And I did not see the intensity that I would think in a game like that in December, or had the Steelers pulled it out and they were 6-point favorites. And, hey, I'm not saying that New England doesn't have a great defense. They do. That's all they have. But the point I'm making is I want everybody going in the same direction, full speed. And I did not see the effort necessary for the Steelers to be the type of team I thought they were, okay? And maybe they're just not that good. Maybe they were very fortunate to be 7-5 or 7-4 at one time.
Let's go back to Sunday night. Green Bay, Kansas City. Last couple of minutes, the referees blew.
That wasn't pass interference.
Both of those plays were pass interference.
Right.
Certainly, the last one on Kelsey was, which would have put the ball. It's an unbelievable situation. And the other one before that was unbelievable. The guy was holding him for like 5 seconds, and they never called pass interference. All right, so how do you get hired in the National Football League as a referee, and how do you get fired?
Well, I think recently, I think it helps to be a female. I'm seeing, and what's really interesting in the NFL, Fred, is the line judge. They changed the name of that. It's now a lines person. But the lines person, they never have him on the side where the camera is. If they're always on the side where the camera is showing them. So the NFL is making a real push to try to make sure that these female referees, and I think that's great. They all deserve that. But then again, you know, at a point in time, I would like to see ex-football players like, you know, Red Cash and guys like that, you know. He was giving him the business. First down. Those were the referees, Jim Tunney, that I grew up with in my generation. And these were men's men. These were guys who led universities, were athletic directors. You know, I think there needs to be more transparency with the referees, because I'm seeing a real dearth of talented referees, not only in college. I mean, the Michigan-Ohio State game was another point. There were five plays in that game that went Michigan's way, and they could have gone either way. But five calls went against Ohio State, and you know, the field goal in the end of the first half, which winds up being the difference, you know, I'm like, well, what happened there? I didn't see anything wrong on that play. Well, they called a penalty. You know, the touchdown catch in the end zone before the half for Michigan. So, I mean, there are some things, transparency-wise, that I think the NCAA, the NFL, really needs to clear up. And again, Fred, I don't want to be a conspiratorial person, but all this gambling, you know, going, you know, becoming bedfellows with you know, MGM and resorts and all these gambling syndicates, you know, we remember the NFL just 10, 15 years ago, and even longer than that, you know, when Phyllis George and you know, Jimmy the Greek Snyder and those guys, they couldn't even talk about the numbers in the game.
Had to put a check mark.
Yeah, you had to put a check mark. That's all you could do. So things are changing, and I'm not sure they're changing for the better.
Interestingly, as we go to the break here, there's a new TV show called Bookie. In Bookie, honest to God, they're talking about, get this, left tackle's wife is dating on the side the quarterback. They found out, and they knew what side to bet that next game. And we've talked about that all the time.
Because the left tackle's going to definitely let him get sacked a few times.
All right, we'll take a break and come back. A little Barron sports trivia, although Mark's not with us. Art is. I'm Fred, sportsfredadeo.com, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Folks, we're back on Sports Overnight America, and later we'll talk to Jana Goldwyn Brody, who's written a very interesting book, Sit Behind the Nets, the story of what happened a couple years ago, 4 years ago now at Dodger Stadium, 5 years ago now at Dodger Stadium, to her mom. And it has to do, obviously, with the Nets that weren't there then and are there now. And Sit Behind the Nets, you can pick it up at Amazon.com and major bookstores. And little Barron Sports Trivia, not a lot because Mark's not here. We always love Mark to do Barron Sports Trivia.
Gotta have the world's worst handicapper. I mean, come on.
All right, let's go back to the late 50s. The Cincinnati Reds had to change their name because of the McCarthy era and this and that and anti-communist and nonsense. What did they change their name to, Art Source?
Cincinnati Redlegs?
Redlegs. They actually had to change their now
if you're an Indian,
you think the world's crazy now? Think about that. They actually had to change their name for about 4 or 5 years from the Reds to the Redlegs because Joe McCarthy was screaming in Congress that everybody was a communist. Now, I don't know what you can say. It's unbelievable. But I know what you can say at 126 years of age. When we play Barron Sports Trivia, it's hard for a 126-year-old guy to play Barron Sports Trivia and stay up late at night. And I see this now that you're taking Promax. Why Promax?
Well, you know, I've found that the nootropics in Promax seem to give me that edge that I need. And I like Prevagen and I like Focus Factor. I've even got a new one, NXT48, that an old buddy of mine formulated, which we talked about earlier on email. But there's some great things out there that can really help you, you know, kind of, you know, in this, you know, the old joke about Alzheimer's, you get to meet new friends every day. But but the bottom line is you want to stay at the top of your game, and we're a late night radio talk show. So, I mean, we really need to be ready to roll.
All right. Another Barron Sports Trivia for Art Source at 126 years of age. My favorite player of all time, Edwin Duke Snyder. Believe it or not, it's been 12 years since he passed away, soon 13 years since he passed away in 2011. I still can't believe it. Met him a few times. I just thought he was the greatest.
He was a great guy.
I was 4 or 5. I told this story a million times on Sports Overnight America, but true story, my dad is watching a Dodger game and he points to the screen and Snyder was up. He said, "That's the best player in baseball. Next pitch, it's a home run." So obviously I'm hooked and that's the end of that. Anyways, he was the Duke of Flatbush. What did he become when the Dodgers moved west?
The Dodger right fielder? Let's see. He was what'd they call him? They had a great name for him. They sure did him no favors with that right field and center field in the old Coliseum, Fred. He went from a bandbox at Ebbets Field to, even Wally Moon had to learn how to hit the ball to left field. You got me on that one, kid. What is it?
The Duke of Fallbrook, talking San Diego.
Oh, yeah. Well, I used to go down to his farm and actually help him do with it. Our old athletic director at Newport Harbor, Jules Gage, lived next to the Duke's farm. And the Duke would see all us football players out there helping the athletic director harvest his avocados. And he'd say, "Guys, come on over. I'll pay you." And I mean, boy, you know, we come home with boxes of avocados. I'm an avocado nut to this day because of that. So I love Duke. And yeah, he was a neat, neat man. I remember when he did Padre telecasts and games.
Well, I used to listen to him on the radio from San Diego. And, bottom line is he retired in 1964 after the 64 season. He didn't make the Hall of Fame until 1980, 16 years later.
Well, usually think of it this way, Fred. You know, at one time in New York City, you had the three greatest center fielders at the same time. I mean, you had Willie Mays, you know, playing for the Giants. You had Mickey Mantle playing for the Yankees and Duke Snider playing for the Brooklyn Dodgers. I mean, was that just unbelievable? I mean, and I believe every one of those guys, if you added up their home runs, it must be close to 1,500 home runs, right?
No question. Snider ended up with 407 himself, a 389 as a Dodger. Unbelievable. We're playing Barron Sports Trivia on Sports Overnight America. Okay, opening day, 1961, Angels. It was Easter vacation for young people like yours truly. Who beat the Baltimore Orioles? Who was the starting pitcher for the Angels that very first day in March of 1961, first game out for the Halos?
Big Ted Klazuski at first base.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see here. I want to say this.
Okay, go ahead.
I was going to throw Dean Chance out.
Eli Gerba.
Eli Gerba, the big right-hander with the great curveball. Yep.
But the interesting thing is they beat the Orioles that day. And for about the next 4 or 5 years, even as a kid, I kept track of things like this. That was the one team they could never beat. But the first game, I don't know how this happened.
Hey, remember Daddy Wags, Leon Wagner?
Sure.
Oh, he was when I was a little kid. Now, you got to remember now, even though we joke about me being 126, in 61, I was 4 years old. And they had Bilko. They had a bunch of guys that I loved on that team, Albie Pearson. But I loved Daddy Wags. And I remember him playing on the old Home Run Show. He was up there at Home Run Derby, which I believe they shoot that at the old Wrigley Field in L.A. or
Mark Scott, with the former Hollywood Stars announcer, did it for 2 years, and they passed away of a heart attack in his 40s. I remember I used to listen to the Hollywood Stars game. We used to go to Gilmore Field all the time, my dad and myself, and he was great. You bring your transistor radio. I mean, and then it turned when the Dodgers came here, of course. Ben Scully. But anyways, Home Run Derby, as you indicated, was at Wrigley Field. It was fun to watch, but he passed away, so it ended. But I've seen the reruns. You've seen the reruns, so it brings back.
You know what else I miss, Fred? Sports Challenge, the old show with Dick Enberg. That was another classic show when you'd see these guys like the Celtics against the Dodgers of the 50s. Those were so much fun to do.
You're not going to believe this. Maybe I've said this before on the show. I was a good friend of Chuck Benedict, who was a good friend of Dick Enberg. He was one of the producers of Sports Challenge. A few times, Fred, before the show started, sat in the seats of the players where they'd be later.
They could get the cameras set up. Oh, that's so cool. I like your Al Michaels story about his mom. That's one of my favorites.
Folks, you want to hear my Al Michaels story? Okay. Brought it up. 1976, there's a show called Break the Bank, and I wanted to appear. It says, so you have to pass a test. So I passed the test with 30 other people, and then a lady gets up in front of us, and she says, who's the best baseball announcer you've ever heard? And, of course, this is L.A. Everybody screams, Vin Scully. Fred screams, Vin Scully and Al Michaels, because I had heard him do Cincinnati, and I had heard him do some games. And I said, Vince Scully and Al Michaels. Without saying anything, she walked down, came over to me, and kissed me in my forehead. And then she said, that's my son. So I thought I had a pretty good shot of getting on this show. I made $14,000 on it.
Good for you. Now, do you know the first time I got to hear Al Michaels do broadcasts?
Hawaii.
1966, my dad and I are coming back from Japan, and we were in Hawaii. We took the USS Sultan, and I got to listen to Al Michaels do Hawaii Islander baseball. And I remember telling my dad, because I had my little transistor radio, I said, Dad, this guy's going to be the next great sportscaster. And my father laughed, right? Well, years later, we're together, and we're watching the Super Bowl. I said, how did he do, Dad?
Email us, folks, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. All right, one more question on Barron Sports Trivia. First player, maybe only player, but he was the first player for sure to win the Cy Young and the MVP in the same season. First player to win both in the same season.
Sounds like a national leaguer.
Who is my favorite team?
Well, you've always been a Dodger fan. We know.
And that. Who do you think it might have been?
I'm going to have to go with Sandy Koufax.
Don Newcomb. First.
The great Don Newcomb, the big right-hander. Another one of those great guys. I got to meet him when I worked for Mizuno down in Vero Beach. He would always speak to the young kids about the importance of staying in control. And you know, he fought alcoholism for many, many years, and he overcame it, Fred. And he was just a great role model to a lot of great players over the years. That's a great trivia question.
In our last minute or so, Art, on Monday again, this week coming up, the NFL doing two games at the same time, one on ABC and one on ESPN. Now, I think the second week of the season, they did two games, but one started like 4 o'clock.
Staggered them about an hour.
One started at 5:30. So I don't know the logic of starting them at the same time. I'm a tech idiot.
Look at the two games they're playing.
I don't know how to split the screen. I'm sure you can do it on DirecTV. I don't know how to do it. But the point is, there are people like me that can't split the screen. Why are they doing it at the same time?
I have no idea, Fred. That makes no sense at all to me. I mean, really, the high schools are done. They could throw the game on the colleges are done. They could throw it on a Saturday night. You know, it just makes no mistake. No sense to me at all. Maybe they're thinking the East Coast will watch one of the games and the West Coast will watch the other games. You know, and I looked at both those games and I think those are two games that you could really flex. I mean, they're not real exciting football games. So I wonder.
We're talking Packers at the Giants and the Titans at the Dolphins. Your point is very well taken. And again, no idea why one's on ABC, one's on ESPN. And the Manning brothers are going to be popping in on both. I don't even know why that show's on the air, but that's another story. Nobody's picked up real sports. I'm not happy with that. Back with a whole lot more right here on Sports Overnight America.
Hi, what brings you to the clinic today?
Oh, the baby's not feeling well. I think she might have a fever.
Ah, well, let's check her temp with the Exergen thermometer. You're right. These Exergen thermometers are very accurate. Reads 101.2.
Oh, gosh. Well, that Exergen thermometer sure is fast and easy to use.
Yes, and many doctors recommend Exergen for home use.
Exergen thermometers, backed by over 100 clinical studies, are available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Honey, come here, quick.
What is it?
Shh, check it out. All these highly rated wines are under $20. Total Wine must have made a mistake.
Nope, they always have the lowest prices. Oh, remember that amazing rosé your sister brought over last week? See, it's right here.
Whoa, that's a low price. I mean, whoa, that's a low price.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly, B21.
Hey, I came as fast as I could. What's wrong?
Everything's okay. I just need you to know I'm glowing up.
You just texted SOS Get Here Now.
And I stand by that because I switched to Cricket and got the all-new Motorola Razr. I have entered my flip era, and I am glowing up.
I'm going to go back home.
I support that.
Switch to Cricket and get the all-new Motorola Razr for $199.99. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Must open a new line on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax to its sale. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Are you looking for a guilt-free holiday season? Check out 100calsnacks.com. With 100% natural ingredients and no sugar added, these snacks are low in carbs, but high in protein and fiber, and absolutely delicious. You'll get a kick out of the chocolate brownies with ashwagandha, and use code NOGUILT for 25% off your order. That's the number 100calsnacks.com. Get the energy boost you need with a potent dose of superfood for just 100 calories. That's 100calsnacks.com.
Hey, you. The one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. I am Fred. August 25th, 2018. A day like all days, I guess, for most of us in Southern California. And Dodgers were at home against the San Diego Padres. But it wasn't a day like all days for Jana Goldblum Brody because, she'll tell the story in her brand new book, Sit Behind the Nets, which you can pick up everywhere, a memoir about. Well, I might let her tell this story. Jana, welcome to the show.
Hi, Fred. Glad to be here.
Hi, dear. August 25th, 2018, your mom and dad, Dodger Stadium. Your dad and mom used to go there a whole lot. How many times did they go? I mean, historically.
Oh, gosh. My dad and mom, we've gone our whole lives. In fact, the year that year you're talking about, they had a block set of tickets. So they went every 10 games, pretty much. They were a staple in that stadium.
All right. So we're in the ninth inning against the San Diego Padres, and the book is Sit Behind the Nets. Jana, tell us what happened.
Well, unfortunately, they were sitting just above the nets. So I wasn't there. This is all the story that came from my dad, and ironically, his brother and my aunt and uncle were there at the game, which to me was miraculous in itself. Again, being longtime ticket holders, they went with their best friends. My dad went to UCLA, and this was one of his cronies and his wife, and they used to double date to every game. This August 25th, as you mentioned, was a day that his best friend's wife wasn't feeling good. So he gave the tickets away, and my dad was able to invite his brother and sister-in-law, who once a year event. So that was pretty interesting. The other piece was interesting was my wedding anniversary. It was August 25th. So I was just home home from celebrating when I get a call at midnight from my sister saying, "Mom is in ICU, downtown LA, went to the Dodger game and ended up there." And I was like in shock. What are you talking about? You know? So sure enough, that ninth inning, a foul ball came rocketing up above the nets. My parents were in the loge section up behind the plate, and 40,000 people in the fans, that ball found my mom's forehead. So pretty crazy. And it all happened very, very fast. My dad and my aunt just looked at her, and my aunt said, "Are you okay?" And she pretty much said, "No, I'm not okay." And an usher ran down, they checked her, you know, last thing we did, they put her in the stretcher, they put her in the elevator, she went in the, you know, ambulance. Thankfully, my dad's brother was there to drive his car to the hospital and be with him while my dad could be in the ambulance, and proceeded to emergency brain surgery. So it was a pretty crazy night.
4 days later, your mom passed away, 79 years of age. And a lot of us in Southern California know that in 1970, I think, a young kid also got killed at Dodger Stadium. And in this book, Sit Behind the Nets, I had no idea about this. There have been hundreds of injuries because the nets were not up around Major League Baseball ballpark. So where can people pick up Sit Behind the Nets?
Yeah, my book is self-published. I got it out before my dad's 90th birthday. That was my goal. And it's available on Amazon.com books. It's Barnes & Noble. It's out there in the world. You can get it. I can send it to you from my website, janabrody.com. But again, even if you don't purchase the book and read the book, the title says it all. Go to the games, root for your favorite players, but buy a ticket and sit behind the nets.
Art Source, you're on with Jana Goldblum Brody.
Hi, Jana. you know, I did a lot of minor league baseball over the years, and we always sat in the press box right behind home plate. And I've had some very close calls over the years. I remember in Scottsdale, at Scottsdale Stadium once, Matty Williams hit a foul ball, came right back, and I had been talking with a fan over on the side, and it caught me right above my left jaw. Had it been like maybe 2 or 3 inches higher, it would have got me right in the temple, and I probably wouldn't be here right now. And I will tell you this, for all the fans out there that go to baseball games, it's a little better now because they have put the netting up. But the most important thing you have to do is you have to focus on these batters. All right. You can talk in between pitches, but when the pitch comes, make sure that you're aware that that baseball is going to come at you at over 100 miles an hour. And that's something to be really prepared for. Jana, I'm so sad to hear that about your mom. It sounds like it's a great book. It could be really helpful to a lot of people. As you look, how many books have you written over the years, Jana?
This is it.
Really? You're just getting started.
This is it. I'm a visual artist. I'm an educator. I am a nonprofit administrator. And this was my COVID project.
I love it. I love it. I'm looking forward to getting a hold of it.
It's, you know, something good came of this book. Something good happened in the process. Throughout the story, it unfolds. We were, you know, by opening my mouth and speaking out, the Nets are going to the foul poles.
Jana, obviously, you guys met with the Dodgers, but you really didn't meet with the Dodgers originally. You were like in separate rooms. Talk about how difficult getting together with the Dodgers after the death of your mom happened to be.
Yeah, that was challenging. Again, we wanted some kind of closure, some kind of acknowledgement. She was a long-term fan. You know, something silly is, rest in peace, Linda Goldblum on the scoreboard. Or this was the year they went on to the World Series. So we were inundated by baseball and Dodgers. And nothing was said about my mom's death. That was heartbreaking. I was very glad they lost that year.
The White Sox ended up, I think, the first team to... and I think a lot of it's because of Jana Goldblum, Brody, and her family, the pushing and whatever, were the first ones that have nets all the way down the foul lines. True?
True. Yeah, it was very surprising that the Dodgers didn't spin it to the, we're going to be the first ones to solve this problem, especially after you mentioned Alan Fish, a 14-year-old boy, died in 1970. Why didn't it happen then? Manny, you know, why did it take 70 years for this? You know, these are preventable injuries, you know, and you mentioned the numbers of them, so many injuries. And when the cameras started catching them and the children were getting on camera and the players were falling to their knees, that's when it became too awkward for them not to do anything. Not the death of a grandma, but, you know, it was caught on camera. That was when they needed to make a change. I'm thankful they made the changes, but it's been a long haul.
As a Dodger fan since the age of 4, Jana, I'm very disappointed. And Peter O'Malley, if he were in charge in 2018, I don't think the Nets would have been higher. And I think certainly I'm very disappointed in what the...
Well, Fred, you know, one thing about Dodger Stadium is the way they had that set up in the old days, which was different from a lot of stadiums, is they had the flat net, and then they had the net that was like 14 feet high right behind the catcher. But they didn't have the net that went all the way up. And that was one of the few stadiums. I remember seeing that one time in the Dodger press box. And I even remarked to myself and a couple of the guys I was with, that is not real safe for the people that are up here in, you know, the load section as well as the press box. And they all agreed. And now to hear that this happened to your mom, I mean, that's just beyond the pale just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, the obvious hot spots were the foul, you know, the third baseline and the first baseline. And I talk about it in my book that players actually move their families if they're given comp tickets in those seats. They will not allow their family to sit in those seats knowing that those are the hot seats where the foul balls get. And so why shouldn't the fans know this?
Yeah, right. Well, the fans are chopped liver over there.
We're just buying the tickets, you know, so that's the heartbreaking piece, you know, that they fought it for so long. And you talked about minor league. We're still pushing for minor league. And they gave him 2 years, so 2 more years of injuries. I mean, it's a silly thing. And then there's, of course, the college ball. This is the same big burly players, you know.
Yeah. And those aluminum bats, the ball comes off them even faster.
Yeah, yeah.
The book is Sit Behind the Nets, Jana Goldblum Brody, the story of very sad story of what happened on August 25th in 2018 at Dodger Stadium, and all kinds of injuries historically. And a lot of us did not have any idea that that was going on. But Art made the thing that you got to pay attention. Well, okay, so you're ordering a hot dog, you're turning around to the side. I mean, it's impossible to keep staring straight at the batter. So there's got to be nets. And your point again, it's 1970, the young kid passed away. This is 2018. So we're talking 30 and 18, 48 years later. They finally cure that. Again, I think it's got to be shocking to anybody listening right now to Sports Overnight America. And got to thank you for writing the book and getting nets around Major League Baseball, Jana. And as Art's indicated,
think of the lives she saved.
Minor league too.
Right.
Well, again, something good happened in a bad situation. I use my voice for good, and I think my mom would be happy about that. And again, we're trying to prevent further injuries and deaths. It's a thing.
The book is Sit Behind the Nets, Jana Goldblum Brody. And again, folks, it's a sad book, but it's a great book. And Jana, the question would have to be, how long after the passing of your dear mom at 79 at Dodger Stadium did you decide to write the book?
Well, that's an interesting question, because I'm not an author. I'm not a writer. And I would just, you know, people would ask me, what happened to your mom? Which, you know, she passed away. She wasn't even sick. And I was like, well, she went to Dodger Stadium, got hit by a foul ball and died from blunt head injury. And their mouth just falls open. And what in the world? How come we never heard about this? And what did the Dodgers do? And those two questions kept coming up. It kept coming up. And I'm like, hey, yeah, why isn't this in the news? Why didn't the Dodgers do anything? So I got on the computer. It was about, you know, 6 months later, and I started Googling foul ball injuries and death. And an amazing Willie Weinbaum article came up from that spring of 2018 congratulating Major League Baseball for extending the nets to the dugouts. So something made a change. But I'm like, well, that changed, you know. And it also mentioned that there was a death, you know, not only one death in 1970. So I quickly wrote him back. I said, how can we get that statistic changed? My mom died in August. And that's, you know, that just blew up. He was an ESPN reporter. He was from New York. He wasn't from LA. He was very interested in the story. And then it just blew up. And then I was started telling somebody else about it. And they're like, you know what? This is a book. Why don't you write your story down? And again, that was a few years later during COVID, and I had the time to do it. And I'm like, you know what? I never had the time to grieve, because I was bombarded by journalists, and I was telling the story so many times that I got a little desensitized. So I didn't really grieve. So after that whole process, 2020, I sat down to write the book, and I'm glad I did. And again, my goal was to get it out before my dad's 90th birthday, so he could be a part of it. And he's been interviewed a lot as well. And our biggest goal now is to get, you know, minor league to get those netting up quicker, and college ball to get there, and also spring training. You know, the same players, smaller yards, they need to be safe.
The book, Sit Behind the Nets, Jana Goldblum Brody. And Jana, again, we're so sorry, but we're happy that you wrote the book. I think the world's better off. Sports fans are better off because you wrote the book. And we thank you very much for appearing on Sports Overnight America.
Well, thank you, Brad. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jana.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. I'd like to thank Janet Goldblum-Brody, Sit Behind the Nets. Folks, it's a book that you definitely should read. Go to Amazon.com, Amazon.com. Sit Behind the Nets is the book. And in our last couple of minutes, Art Source, at 126 years of age, you were a professional golfer. You made very reasonable money. I think you told me more than $250,000. Mm-hmm. The point is, as a professional golfer, John Rahm making a little bit more than that. How much is he making?
Well, what I heard, it was around $600 million, but the final total came out to $566 million to play 14 events. And talk about generational, multi-generational money for his family. I mean, he's got two young kids. And just last June, he had, you know, spoken out about how he would never do that. Well, you know what they say about never, Fred? Never's a long, long time. And Jason Day, who's another ex-major champion, he had a great quote. It goes back to like the mafia a little bit. He goes, everybody has a number. And I think they, you know, it reminds me of the other great line. We were talking about George Allen last week, and the old owner of the Redskins said, I gave him an unlimited budget and he exceeded it. Well, I don't know how much money the PIF has, you know, with the sovereign wealth fund for Saudi Arabia, but $566 million for a golfer makes me think I might have been born 40 years too early.
You know, what's going on in this world, the Saudis have done it again.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And if real sports is not on the air, nobody's picking it up so far, then nobody's going to be televising and showing us what's going on. Sports in Iran and Iraq and Saudi Arabia, it's hard to believe. Anyways, a whole lot more later on Sports Overnight America. For Art, for Mark, who has not been here for now for a couple shows consecutively, and for Mario, I'm Fred, and don't turn that dial. A whole lot more Sports Overnight America coming up.